HNR, N4ZLK. For GWP, N4ZLK.
Hey, KF4MUF. Good morning for just a moment, Mr. Shane.
You, Jody. Good morning to you.
I just got a second to say good morning. I hope you're good and safe out there.
Made it home. Well, made it back. I just left. Headed home. You headed into work?
Spot. That's why I said I had just a moment.
All right, sorry about that. Well, hope you have a good day and a great weekend, Jody. Thanks for the call. I heard a station out of Spartanburg check into the net last night, a KN4MUF.
Well, that's a little bit behind me, right?
Good guy with a call like that.
Careful going home, man, and good morning to you.
Have a good day, and you have a safe weekend. N4ZLK, 73, Jody.
Shane, KF4MUF.
Well, it sounds like y'all both are checking out, but just want to say good morning to you, KF4NXY.
Good. ZLK.
Doing okay. Done had my coffee and switched over to a glass of tea and kind of gonna be working on my to-do list this morning. All this rain, my grass has grown up. We got to do a little grass cutting. You be careful heading on home. And Jody, you have a good day and don't get too hot out there.
Was still in there? I hope you can get your grass cut. I got mine done yesterday morning about 7:30. Went out there. It was a little wet, but it did fine, and it was nice yesterday. But it needed to be done. I'm glad I got it done because we got dumped on last night. Probably got about an inch of rain, maybe more, in a storm that passed over.
Fair amount last night, too. I know that grass is going to be kind of wet, but the riding mower, I got a pretty strong one, got a pretty good size engine on it, so I think I'll, you know, it'll cut on through the wet grass and get it done for me.
Mac is feeling better?
He's doing some better, going at different approaches, kind of looking at what they call a cortical stimulator thing. Is kind of a fancy TENS machine that they actually implant in your back that's supposed to block the pain signals in your spinal cord. And plus, I'm going back to the back surgeon, maybe do another MRI on the lower part of the back. And also, I'm going to see, I forget the fancy name for him, but it's a kind of an arthritis doctor at my age. I think they told me I've got some arthritis in my back. So anyway, I'm doing pretty good for an old man.
I do like those TENS machines. If I go to the chiropractor, they put me on one of those electrical stimulators on my back and shoulders, and that, my wife can't stand it, but I love it. But I hate that you have to have it implanted. I hate that option might be what it's going to take.
Me too, but yeah, well, you know, when you go down that road, they kind of put one on the outside of you for about a week to see if it helps, and you know, they haven't done that yet. They haven't got that scheduled. So, but anyway, I'll give it a test drive, and if it does enough good, then I'll go with letting them implant it. It's, you know, kind of like the same thing as getting a pacemaker put in, you know, in your chest. It's about that size, about the size of a small cigarette lighter, the old style cigarette lighters.
I hope you can find some relief somehow. I hate that it has to go to that point, but arthritis affects a lot of people. I have a little bit in my hands. I think it's from the computer I used all those years, that one-handed computer for delivering and things. And now whenever I do woodwork or something with my hands, you know, or I'm hammering or using some of the hand tools, it gets sore by the end of the day. But And I notice it more if I eat a lot of sugar, it flares up too, so I try to stay away from that. But I don't think there's a cure for it. And my mother, she's got one thumb that's almost bent completely backwards, and her hands are always hurting her. So I feel really bad for people that suffer.
A friend of our family, she's got arthritis bad in her hands, and you can actually tell it, you know, just by looking at her hands. You can see it in her joints, and you know, in her hands.
It's crazy how many people do suffer with that. Some people have it all over, and that rheumatoid arthritis too is pretty serious stuff. But I hope it works out for you there, Dave.
Well, Shane, where do you live in the upstate?
Cleveland, up off Highway 11.
You own up in God's country up there.
Beautiful, and it's quiet. It's getting crowded, especially in the summertime. I'll pull out there on turn up behind Aunt Sue's. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And I'll call my wife sometimes and say, I had to wait on 14 vehicles before I could cross Highway 11 today. It's getting crowded out here.
You got a cousin that lives up that way. My uncle and aunt and uncle, my uncle passed away, but my aunt's still up there. And, you know, she kind of keeping an eye on her mama because she's getting some age on her. But anyway, when she's on Facebook, a lot of times she'll post pictures of this black bear that comes and visits and scratches on the trees and stuff. Do you get visitors like that?
I've been on my porch and had them walk through the yard, walk down the driveway. Now, sleeping during the day like I do, I don't see them in the yard as much as I used to. They're there. I see signs of them. My neighbor told me the other day, saw a mom and two cubs walking up her driveway. And sometimes things will be moved around where you know something moved it. And we had some quail for a while, my wife did, and I had a quail coop in the backyard. And there were several times the bear came and cracks and fall onto the ground, and it would be climbed under the quail coop with his haunches out back, you know, or sticking out from the quail coop, the bottom of the quail coop, and is eating on that quail food that was falling on the ground. So we do get them very regularly. See lots of little baby cubs when they walk through the woods if I'm outside. So they don't bother us. You know, we can't have bird feeders and got to make sure we don't leave trash outside. And you don't want to leave food in your car either because they will do some damage to get into that food.
Yeah, I've seen some news stories and pictures on the internet of the damage they'll do to get in your car and get to that food. So they are quite formidable. I'm kind of out in the country myself, down here, southern part of Greenville County, and I like it out here. We were living in downtown Lawrence for a long time, and we got this land out here and put a double wide out here, and I really enjoy it. It's got me an antenna farm, and it's just been a good life out here in the country.
Okay, no, I know what you're saying. I much prefer living out. When I was back in the 70s, we lived out in the country, but it was a lot closer into town. You have to go a lot further now out of town to get to some open areas. But we enjoy it. Sometimes the drive is, you know, if I had a long day. We used to live in Simpsonville. It'd take about 15 minutes to get home from work. We lived there, raised our kids there. And when the last one graduated high school, we started looking around and didn't mean to go out as far as we did. There wasn't a lot. We found a good deal in a house. But it was funny because all those years in Simpsonville, 19 years, never heard of or saw a bear in the area. We moved up to where we are now, and before I saw my first bear there, they were on the news, they were talking about a small bear cub that was up a tree on Main Street in Simpsonville.
Sometimes they show up in strange places. My brother said he saw one down here in the edge of the woods, down here at my house, a really big dog, but he kind of knew his animals.
We've been here going on 7 years now, and every summer I'll see at least one with three cubs. Usually there's twins and sometimes a single, and that's just in, you know, the little area that I am where I see them. One of the roads I take home, there used to be a guy that would throw corn out. He'd have deer and turkey and bear out there on his field. He passed away last year, but as much as they're reproducing up here and as much as, you know, they're developing, and I know they have a hunting season, but it's not very long and not many are taken. I won't be surprised if they start showing up more and more closer into towns.
Wildlife are kind of running out of their natural habitat. I've got right at 6 acres here, and I'm not going to develop it or do anything much with it, but the land around me, I'm sure at some point they're going to do something with it. Right now it's, hunters are renting it from somebody, and the people that own it, they sell the timber off of it, but I'm sure at some point it's going to get developed, and that's going to, make less space for the deer and the bear and whatever else is out there.
Greenville County especially, they're going to develop it. they don't seem to know when to stop in Greenville County. But anyway, I wonder, I'm on the road I grew up on back in the 70s, and we would, we used to drive down here, and I never saw deer. Even with my parents, they were driving, obviously I was younger, but we never saw deer. We had lived on property that had a lot of acres. We had cows, but again, we never saw deer out there. And yet now, there's not a day goes by that I don't see deer along here. So I'm wondering if maybe the population has just grown, plus with the development as well. Maybe we didn't have as much deer, or maybe there was just a lot more space for them to hide out back in the 70s.
There's probably more space for them to hide out back in the 70s. And I lived down around Lexington out in the suburbs back then. I didn't see much deer or anything else. But after I got up this way, after I got married, me and the wife, I think each one of us, over the course of a couple of years, each one of us hit a deer with the car. I mean, we wound up with about four or five deer that we'd hit with the car. We were getting more deer with the car than the most hunters were getting out in the woods, looking for them.
Tiff has killed two deer over her mom's car with one of them. The one where she was driving her mom's car was down there below Piedmont on Sandy Springs Road, I think, cutting across to West Georgia. And then the second one she killed was on 385 right there at coming into Simpsonville around the big curve there, 129 and 385. She clipped that one doing 70 miles an hour, caught it dead center in our excursion we had, and as soon as she called me and told me she'd hit the deer, I thought, oh, great, all the damage. I thought it went through the grill and radiator. That's what I'm picturing. But she hit it dead center on that steel bumper, and it just concaved the bumper in. And insurance just put a new one on for me.
Good. It wasn't a whole lot of damage. Every time we hit them, did a fair amount of damage. I had a red Crown Vic, and it tore up the bumper and the radiator and the grill and the hood, you know, damage to the hood. And anyway, and one of them, the wife had somebody come along and ask her if he could have the deer, you know, for the meat, you know, and she said, sure, go, you know, go ahead, because we don't want it.
Some damage to vehicles, especially the smaller vehicles. I saw one right on Malden Road between 85 and Malden, or not Malden Road, Lawrence Road, 276. It was a minivan, and the deer had gone through the front windshield of the minivan on the passenger side, fortunately. So they can do some damage.
My nephew worked for a garage in Clinton, and they brought a car in where it had come through the windshield, and unfortunately, it had come through on the driver's side and, you know, killed the woman that was driving the small car.
To hear, you got to be careful. I heard a big truck driver was driving down the lower part of the state, or not lower part, down lower part from me, down somewhere down Piedmont, but he's on a two-lane road driving a big Kenworth, and he ran off the road because the deer went out in front of him, and he didn't have a seatbelt on, and he was killed. I'll tell you, I would just, I've already told myself, just keep going. In fact, one ran into the side of me on 85 going up in Spartanburg. I saw him coming, and I'm like, I'm not swerving because I won't feel it, but I'll feel it if I swerve and lose control.
Yes, that's true. You do, you know, really, you do better if you just, you know, kind of go ahead and hit it, and, you know, and then, like, you know, when we've been hitting them with, well, we hit one with a small Toyota truck, hit one with a Lincoln Town car, one with the Crown Vic, and I think we hit one another one again with the Crown Vic, so, yeah, they, but now that, you know, me and her are both retired, we just don't do a whole lot of driving around here at night, and that makes it a lot better, you know, for not hitting them. See them okay in the daytime, but at dusky, dark, you know, sundown and sun up, that seems to be when they're moving out on the road the most.
Well, those vehicles, I'm glad you didn't have a motorcycle in there with that you'd hit one with, because that wouldn't be good.
I've got motorcycles, but I've been fortunate. I think it was Armadillo come out in the road in front of me the other day, and I slowed way up, and he finally kind of waddled on across the road. He wasn't moving too fast.
Like one of those tortoise shells on the old Mario games or something. If you hit one of those, it'll either send you flying up or it'll go popping up. What kind of motorcycle do you have there, David?
Harley Sportster 07, Harley Sportster, and I've got a Honda 250 Rebel and a Honda 600, well, about 650. I forget exactly what the Shadow, yeah, we call it a Shadow, got a Honda Shadow, and really the Shadow is a smoother ride than the Harley, but the Harley, you know, giddy up, go from 0 to 60 a whole lot faster.
Those Sportsters are, they don't have a lot of cushion, do they? At least one, I rode one time with my brother's, or it was actually his wife's, he bought it for her, but my goodness, I was like, I grew up, when I was a teenager, I had a Honda Shadow, a Magna 750, and he was in the military, and I rode that one for a while. I love those bikes, but, and one of my other brothers had a Rebel 250 for a little while. This is back in the 80s, so those are all 80s models. The Shadows have changed a lot. They've got a lot of different models of them now.
One is a black one. I got the windshield on it and all the running boards and got saddlebags and it's and like I say, it's a lot smoother ride than the Harley. I'll ride greater distances with it. I need to take a little Honda Rebel, you know. Get the carburetor rebuilt or replaced because it leaks pretty bad, and I'll probably sell it and keep the other two bikes.
Still a shaft drive?
No, the Shadow's a chain drive.
100 was a, maybe it was the Magna that was a shaft drive. I think they were both a shaft drive, so they're not as quick on the uptake as a chain or a belt driven one, but like I said, they've come out with a bunch of different models of the Shadows through the years.
Yeah, that's I've been kind of thinking about maybe getting me a little bigger Harley that would be, you know, more a smoother ride, but with my back troubles lately, I really haven't been riding all that much. I really enjoy riding, but there's a lot of days I just don't feel up to it.
Forster, I don't know how old it is, but I bet it's pretty rough on your back. My goal is to get another bike here sometime. I'd like to get a bigger Harley, you know, maybe a Road King or something, but I can pull out of my neighborhood and I can turn right or left, and I turn right, I go down back up Table Rock Road, which runs parallel to 11 and goes into 8 right there at 276, or I can turn left out of my neighborhood and go down to 11 and, you know, lots of good motorcycle rides right out of my neighborhood without having to drive through town to get there.
Got a little area I ride out here in the country, and I seldom run up on traffic. It's a little 10-15 mile ride, and get that wind therapy, and it ain't nothing quite like it.
Just took a 10-day European motorcycle tour with a group. Started out in England, got on the train on the channel, you know, the connector there, and went across to France, rode through France, rode on up all up into Switzerland and back down Belgium and through the mountains. She was taking pictures. It looked like a pretty neat time, like 10 days worth of riding.
Yeah, sure. If I did something like that, I'd get me one of them, I think they call them GoPros or hit. Anyway, you know, those cameras that you put on your helmet, and I'd be taking pictures the whole 10 days.
It was beautiful, some of the pictures, some of the places, and there was one section. She took a picture from a distance, but you could see the hills. You could see the road on the hills and just switch back after switch back. And this big climb up to these mountains, one of those European countries. I can't remember which one it was off the top of my head, but she rented a Harley, and there was a group of them. They had all kinds of bikes. There was some of those, you know, like BMW touring, sport tours, I guess they call them, and then she was riding a Road King, but pretty good sized group. They all just rented bikes when they got there.
That sounds like a really fun trip. Well, I think I better got some daylight out there now, and I think I'm going to get out there and get to working on the grass before it gets too hot. You be careful heading on in, and I enjoyed the conversation, and I'll catch you again some morning, I hope. KF4 and XY. Clear on your final.
7-3 to you. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for giving me a call. Hope you and your wife have a good day and a good weekend. And be careful. Don't mess your back up. But I hope you get a lot done. KN4NX or KF4NXY N4ZLK.